Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With the 42nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Kamari Lassiter, defensive back, Georgia.
All right, that is how it got started right there. Kwame.
Line it up.
Kamari Lassiter. He is the first selection for the Houston Texans. And then from there, they go in the second round, which I thought there was a possibility that they could go for a future pick here, get a player of need with one of the second round picks, and then potentially a future one. They do draft the offensive tackle, Blake Fisher from Notre Dame. And then they trade up to get Kalen Bullock, safety out of USC. They come up, get rid of one of those fourth round picks to the Eagles to get up almost 10 spots to get him. Kate Stover, the tight end out of Ohio State, former teammate of C.J. Stroud. They pick up in the fourth round, and then the sixth round they get a couple of running backs, a defensive tackle in the seventh round from Auburn, and then a guard with their final pick in the seventh round out of Michigan. So 713-572-4610, you can jump in with this. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, your overall feeling as this draft unfolded for the Texans.
It's easy for me. I'm back where I initially was in thinking, hey, you've got a couple of twos, a three, a couple of fours. Like, this draft is not necessarily the deepest draft. The Texans are probably going to get guys that are more like rotational players or developmental players. And that's where I was initially. I let the first round, the way it unfolded, I let that get me a little bit excited, get me good and turned on. And then I let the way that the second round started get me good and horny. And then, boom, here we are. I'm right back where I started. I think you got Kamari Lassiter as a guy that could play multiple positions inside and out from a coverage perspective. I do believe there is a way he gets on the field early and often in a couple of different rotational spots, whether it be corner or nickel defender. Blake Fisher, completely developmental player, nowhere near on the same level as either one of the guys that you have right now at the tackle position. You know, I think he's more of a guy that's on the level of what's my man that's been a swing tackle for the last couple of years, was injured half last year, Charlie Heck. I would expect a Blake Fisher to beat out Charlie Heck as that swing tackle, maybe be involved in some of the heavy formations, be on all the special teams. Kalen Bullock again. Look, I know right now, coming off of a bad year for Jalen Petrie and an injured year for Jimmy Ward, the safety position is one that is in some people's eyes maybe suspect. I think those two guys are your starters no matter what. I think Bullock could potentially contribute. Obviously, we went through about six safeties last year.
Yeah.
Kalen Bullock is a guy that could get into the rotation. Cade Stover in the fourth round, the tight end out of Ohio State. He's a guy to me, Ron, again, that has some very similar assets, if you will, to Dalton Schultz, the tight end that you currently have, with a higher side of at least being a more physical, will stick his face in there, at least wants to fight, wants, and I'm not knocking Dalton Schultz, by the way. His forte is catching a football and being a secondary blocker at that point in time. Cade Stover could potentially bring what Dalton brings to the table from a pass game perspective, and he might develop, because he's only been playing tight end for 2 years, he might develop into a better blocking tight end as well. And I think once you get into that, they didn't have a fifth-round pick, you get into this couple of sixth-round picks, several seventh-round picks, you get a bunch of guys, Ron, and I think all of these, with the exception of Blake Fisher, the tackle, fall in this category. I heard Nick Caserio, I believe it was either right before the draft or after round one, talking about the change in the kickoff team, the kickoff return. And special teams have always been important. They've always put an emphasis on it. Nick has always put an emphasis on it. But that change in the kickoff and kickoff return is I think, probably going to drive some of these depth players. You got to be able to run, and you got to be a physical tackler now. It's going to be a little bit different in terms of how you handle a kick return. And the guys returning the kick, I think it's going to favor more of possibly your Damian Pierce running back type guys than maybe your thin-framed, speedy wide receiver. Yeah. So I think these sixth and seventh round picks are, for the majority, are guys that can run, guys that love contact, guys that can tackle. And they see helping them there. But your two twos, your three, and your four pick, Ron, are all guys that I think are more, if we see them, it's going to be in rotational. It's going to be in more, I'm talking about see them on offense or defense. It's going to be more in a rotational role early on, and hopefully one of them can develop into something by the end of the year that actually helps the team win ball games.
Yeah, coming through from some on the text line. Lassiter, I believe, had the fastest cone shuttle in the entire draft, reported by coaches and analysts. Bullocks is the best fourth rated in the draft. Fisher is a perfect swing tackle. Stover will match CJ short passes in a very exciting way. Some of the people here on the text line who expressed how they feel about this draft. I just look at this, and to me, I think the way that you feel about this draft is, I think, really pushed in how much you just full out trust Nick and D'Amico in what they see and how they evaluate.
Sure.
Because I'm just being honest. Some they call it a hater or whatever. But there's like really no one on the thing that jumps off the page where you're like, damn, okay. Like, I don't really care who the person is who selected this guy. That one, you know, you jump up to go get Will Anderson. That one's not hard. Hell, even last year, Tank Dell. You know, a lot of people, especially around here, saw a lot of Tank and thought, ooh, yes, that's just, there's not, I'm sorry, there's just not one that jumps
off the page.
So all of it is your trust in Nick and D'Amico, which is very fair if it's high. I think that's where you were, Tyler, right? Most of this is coming off of your trust of what Nick and D'Amico can do here.
Yeah. Ultimately felt very underwhelmed whenever this was all said and done with this draft class the Houston Texans got. But I'm finding myself in this space where I'm leaning on the trust and what I've seen from Nick Caserio, especially here recently. I mean, the dude's been on a heater. So I gotta not be... I can't let the underwhelmed feeling overtake my overall evaluation of this draft class, if that makes sense.
Well, Tyler, that's becoming... Like, I think your timing's perfect in terms of your trust. Like somebody saying that last year, like, oh, I'm just going to blindly trust these guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.